I also familiarised myself with another rock star, played with a band called Midnight Oil. Have a listen to the lyrics. Have a listen to the lyrics.
The member for Kingston Smith said this, and I quote, "I look forward to the day when the eviction notices are formally presented to the American Secretary of State by the elected leader of the Australian people."
We are most concerned that old people on both sides of the planet are blasted into oblivion by using nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. We believe that nuclear weapons are bad for people and that money should be spent on other things. Australia, we've got American bases on Australian soil out in the middle of the deserts, mm-hmm. which makes us a target in case you and the Soviets want to fight. So we're more scared. Mm-hmm. Here, maybe people are more gung-ho about it. Maybe they don't understand what an important country as America is to the rest of the world. Because when you sneeze,
time when the presence of US military bases in Australia led to mass demonstrations against them. The band Midnight Oil picked up on the sentiment with its song US Forces.
US Forces, give the nod. For your country.
The band's former singer, now Labour frontbencher Peter Garrett, was reminded of it this morning.
You have concerns about a new US communications base at Geraldton?
I'm here to remind Australians that the Howard government has taken its hands off the wheel on climate change.
Reporters were not giving up easily.
Why don't you tell us what you really think about this new US base?
I want to tell you what I think about climate change today. That's what the issue is for me, and that's what the issue is for Labor, and that's what the issue is for Australians who care about this matter.
That's Labor's environment spokesman Peter Garrett with some pesky reporters in Canberra this morning.
Of course you change your mind about some things over time. Of course you change your mind about some things over time. I want to make it perfectly clear that when I joined the Labor Party, I accepted and understood that the policy was for Australian joint facilities to be supported here, and that is a policy I unreservedly accept and support.
We are most concerned that old people on both sides of the planet don't blast us into oblivion by using nuclear weapons.
Of course, you change your mind about some things over time. I 100% support the Defence Minister on that issue. Of course, you change your mind about some things over time.
Mm-hmm. We believe that nuclear weapons are bad for people.
Of course, you change your mind about some things over time.
But American bases on Australian soil out in the middle of the deserts, mm-hmm. which makes us a target.
I accepted and understood that the policy was for Australian joint facilities to be supported here, and that is a policy I unreservedly accept and support.
If you read the history books, see the same thing happens again and again.
I 100% support the Defence Minister on that issue. Of course, you change your mind about some things over time.